The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, says locals are to expect an influx of the brown seaweed known as sargassum in upcoming weeks along the north and south coast of the island. It's a natural phenomenon that poses no threat to human life or the environment. Speaking with NCUFM News yesterday, manager of the Ecosystems Management Branch at NEPA, Lorene Jones, explained the purpose of the seaweed and its point of origin.
Well, sargassum is a brown seaweed that occurs naturally in the environment. It also can be found in Jamaica. However, these large mats are originating outside of the Caribbean Sea, somewhere out in the Atlantic. The main reason is due to climate change, and there has been speculation that it's also been the increase in recent years, because it's been this way for the past, at least the past 5 years, we've seen this large influx in the Caribbean, and it may also be due to the use of fertilizers, excessive use of fertilizer when we're doing agricultural practices.
Sargassum acts as a habitat for juvenile fish species who travel across the seas with it. The brown algae is a prime nursery habitat for a diversity of large fish. The floating mats of seaweed have been spotted offshore Jamaica, with some areas like Helsha Beach, St. Catherine and Long Bay, Portland already being impacted. Ms. Jones outlined safe options for getting rid of the sargassum.
If you cannot leave it for it to disintegrate on its own, because that's the most cost-effective way, you can stockpile it in a specific location and have it disintegrate. You can remove it and have it and stockpile it for it to disintegrate. And we encourage that you turn it so it will dry, because once it gets very smelly if it remains wet, because it's rotting and it's wet. We encourage you to keep turning it occasionally so it will dry out eventually, and that speeds up the process of the disintegration.
She says persons in Barbados have been using the seaweed as fertilizer. If you're interested in doing this, all the salt from the sargassum must be washed out properly and the seaweed should be put to dry. When this is done, it can be used in mulching. NEPA is advising that the sargassum not be applied directly to plants. Instead, mix it in with soil and other mulch components. The agency says the influx and volume of the sargassum has resulted in cases of erosion along Jamaica's coastline.
But you do see the change in the coastline. It's not smooth and running out to the sea as it normally is, because the sargassum is there now, so the waves beat on it, so it kind of erodes behind the sargassum. So some sand is lost that way, but it's basically there, still trapped under the mats of the sargassum.